the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're here with the infamous, in your face, Eric A. Sinani. Eric Andrew Sinani. What's the name again? Oh, it's in your face, Eric Sinani. Right.
That's right.
It's my show, The Hostile Zone. I'm accompanied by the lovely vocalist, Miss Bianca C.
Hello, everyone. Bianca C, that's me.
That's you. Say that one more time. I coughed. I'm sorry.
Bianca C, that's me.
Wonderful, wonderful. And we got R-Dub over there. R-Dub, how are we doing today?
Doing just fine. How are you guys?
This time?
Yep, it's on.
We're mic'd up and good to go. All right, shout out over there to the rest of the production team at BBS Talk Radio. So we're here again another night with the infamous Eric Sinani in your face. No holds barred, calling a spade, giving you the real deal with no room for other nonsense. Otherwise, it's treated with extreme hostility. Not just hostility, but extreme hostility.
That's right.
Right. That's the only way to do it. So with that said, caveat out to everybody. We have our other show, too, that's going five nights a week. We're Monday through Friday. We're on KKTC 99.9, True Country, True America, yes. Angel Fire. Right now, you're listening to me on BBS Talk Radio. And that is going to be syndicated everywhere as well. But I wanted to make sure you knew that we had the other show. And you can check us out two hours after this show. You shall be able 3 hours, depending on where you are. Yeah. Where basically, it's a 9 o'clock mountain time. Is it mountain?
Mountain time.
9 o'clock mountain. See, I'm everything's East Coast.
Mountain time.
Again, I'm all confused. We got Pacific, Mountain Central, everything. So
we're all over.
Mountain time, 9 p.m. Mountain time, 99.9 KKTC. Wherever you are in the country, log in 99.9 KKTC, New Mexico. It's an Angel Fire production. What's the matter?
But it's great to be live on BBS.
We are live now. Yes, we are live here. And so the two shows are a little different. This one is a little more, I think, hard-nosed, where the other one, we try to keep it more fresh and lighter. But we do have hard news to go over. I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news always, but we talk about this on the other show as well. But unfortunately, Israel and Gaza and the Gaza and the Palestinian stuff that's going on over there has now trickled into more, they're back at it again, you know, since the weekend, you know, because we're back here again Monday. So it's like Mondays are a hard day for everybody because there's so much news from over the weekend.
Really?
But yeah, so, you know, and they made it very clear that Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu has made it very clear that he's the prime minister of Israel. He's making it very clear that this is it. They're not stopping. This is not a light toss of munitions back and forth like in previous times. They intend to finish this. Can you kind of fan over there?
Right.
They intend to finish this the right way, straight through. So, as always, they said that they sent out the evacuation notices to all the people in Palestine and in that area. But they intend to take the south with the same as the north. So they intend to go through the entire strip of Palestine, the Gaza Strip there. And they want people to know that the fierceness, the force and the power that they came in now. And this recent incident is going to be how they intend to continue this.
Wow.
There is no stop. There was a ceasefire. We were happy to hear that some hostages were released, et cetera. But they are back ground forces, boots on the ground, and they intend to wipe out terrorism that they're dealing with. Whatever opinion you may have out there, whatever you might think is terrorism is everybody's opinion. My opinion is when you are hurting people of another nation on that other nation's property, in their sovereignty of their nation. I mean, I think that's a problem. but anyway, with that said, you know, they intend to move through with that. I hope that it ends, but this is a major issue. This is of biblical means. I mean, this is like stuff that's like written into the Bible, you know, and we don't like to go, religion on you here, but you know, the fact is that this is what they're talking about, you know, the book of Exodus, right? Is it Exodus? That's the ending, right?
I believe so.
Genesis was beginning Exodus. Mm-hmm. That's how much we don't go religious on you here. You know, I don't do that because, the fact is we're not going to get in your face religion if we don't have to. But anyway, so yeah, it's sad to see that the falling out has continued to occur, and now they're going to take the ground invasion pretty hard. But I hope for the Palestinians, they heeded the warnings of to evacuate and leave. And I hope that, everything works out well, unfortunately.
Yeah, I hope so.
But what this has been going on and this has been causing, we have to remember, is that there are hot spots all over the world now that are going on, and people are not paying attention because they're tied up in what's going on in Israel.
Mm.
But, you know, and we're going to loop that back in again, but to another continent, but sticking in the same area. We know that Iran, whatever you want to say, Iranians, Tehran, have been funding networks, groups, terror cells, whatever you want to call them, proxies as the term they're using now, to attack the United States, to attack the sovereignty of our military deployed in other areas around the world, specifically Syria and Iraq, on bases that are established there. And they're being targeted and bombed, and and then actually over the weekend, Iran proxies actually had rebels from Yemen. They fired three rocket missiles at civilian merchant ships.
Three of them? My goodness.
Rocket missiles at ships.
Wow.
Not military ships. Ships. With that said, we're going to take a break. Don't go anywhere, because you know what? Sinai is going to tell you all about these ships and what the United States did about it in the message to Tehran. Don't go anywhere. Where are you going to be? You're going to be right here, BBS Talk Radio, Hostile Zone, Eric A. Sinai. Woo!
Use your voice, Sinai hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sinai hears you. Use your voice.
Oh, hello, Governor. That's right. You're with Eric A. Sinai, the Hostile Zone. Now, it's after midnight. You should be in bed, sleeping up, getting fresh on Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, the Hostile Zone. All right, Governor? Cheers.
Hey, I'm Eric A. Sinai. I'm the in-your-face, on-air talk show host of the syndicated show, The Hostile Zone. I'm in your neighborhood now. I'm on 99.9 True Country, KKTC. I'm with the Hostile Zone. We're going to keep it real. Commentary, the news, we're going to have a good time. Don't make me come looking for you. Be here, 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, KKTC, True Country.
Use your voice, Sinai hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sinai hears you. Use your voice.
And we're back, Governor. We're back. I hope you like that little commercial there. Right? Oh, Governor.
Hello, Governor.
You don't have your mic on.
Yes, I do. It's on.
Give me a mic check.
Hello.
Mic check. All right.
One, two.
All right. So, yeah, you're getting a little bit of the fun of the other show. So that makes you want to definitely come in. All right. So getting back. So now he's going to tell you about these three ships. Commercial ships. And one of them was originating from Bahamas. So we're not even talking American flagships that are flying, the American flag on it. So it just boggles my mind that. And this happened out of Yemen, and it was Iran-backed rebels, their proxies there.
Okay.
But it was out of Yemen, but not the Yemenese government. These are you know, rebel type people. And they also had a drone, and United States pretty much annihilated that drone. And I'm sure it was a bad day for the people on the other end of those missiles.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But, you know, just blows my mind. But you know what? The United States has taken it, and they're to the level to what they're like saying directly to you, Tehran. They're going to do whatever it takes by any means to mitigate you. Not him and her and everybody. They're talking right to you, Tehran. They're talking to you. They're going to mitigate you. So quit sending proxies to do stuff everywhere else, because it's only going to be a bad day for you. That's just my humble advice to you. Maybe back off. Don't poke the bear. You know? Anyway, so the United States vowed to
poke the bear, because it'll get bigger.
Yeah, they basically said, you know, that they're going to do whatever it takes, the United States, to you know, they're flying drones. Now they're shooting at civilian. And they've been hurting civilians all along, don't get me wrong, but now you're shooting at civilian merchants. Now, not only are they doing that, but that's affecting not only the people on these ships, but you're affecting all the other countries that are receiving containers from these ships. And right, then you're messing with unions around because you got the longshoremen, Teamsters going to bring the trucks. And then all these countries that are receiving things. This is going to cost money for everybody, and it plus the people that are terrorized, and the actions of doing this in general, they're terrorized. But I think that they probably made a mistake and took it to that next level, because we have not heard such harsh, strong words from this White House and Pentagon in this administration. So I would say that this is, they're very harsh right now. I'd heed that warning, Tehran. On that note, also, more hard news. 73-year-old guy from Manuel Rocha, whatever your name is, Manuel, 73 years old, Miami, was a diplomat, Department of State. He was diplomat to multiple countries for the United States. But he was in Italy, all over the place. Okay. 73 years old. He was apparently under investigation for a long time on counterintelligence, and the counterintelligence investigation, who actually ran the investigation, sources are saying different things, so I'm not going to go into detail. But working as a foreign agent for Cuba,
really?
Yeah, Cuba. Wow. Yeah, so I don't really know. You're innocent until proven guilty, according to the Constitution on the wall, the pocketbook Constitution here. And even right. Mr. Abe Lincoln says so. So you are innocent until proven guilty. Even if the media says otherwise, you're innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So Manuel Rocha, 73. I hope that you're not an agent of the foreign government. I hope that you're not providing in intelligence and information to that country or any other country for that fact. Especially we entrusted our thing, and that's what we're hostile towards. But I'm also hostile towards people who are convicted unduly in the press, media, and Google. So I don't want to be one of those dirty people that report things that are inaccurate or make people assume to be guilty when they're not guilty.
Right.
So
I think that's
fair. Making sure that this gentleman, 73, he's 73 years old, and he has served honorably according to records. On all these other locations, he even was in Italy.
That's a very mature age.
He was the ambassador of Bolivia recently, but he had served in several other countries. Not really sure what specifically he did. I'd question this one, people. I would just listen to see if, but I will be happy to provide more information on that as we go forward. But apparently he had been under a subject of investigation. Right, R-Dub, that we were reading that, right?
Yes, we were.
Kind of sketchy though, because he worked for the DOS, Department of State, and they handle their own adjudications for clearances and et cetera. So and according to sources who actually investigated and brought the criminal complaint, because apparently that's what it was, a criminal complaint on Monday. Sinani will have more information for you. Come back on my BBS Talk Radio people. You'll get me on any of the other networks, but I will have more information for you on that. But Mal and I said I'm going to reach across the world. Why we need to pay attention, because Venezuela just approved the referendum that was put forward by President Maduro of Venezuela, that they are now wanting to take over the sovereignty section of Guyana, where they have oil and mineral rich land.
Oh,
so that is now on that is here. That is no ocean separating us, or multiple oceans separating us from the Middle East.
Right.
Now we're talking about Latin America, and Venezuela has been communicating with China and Russia. We know this. We know this. We know that they've been communicating. We know that they are not, they're not other, definitely a friend of ours right now. They haven't really been. They're pretty much doing things differently than we do here in this very beautiful United States of ours.
Wow, I had no idea.
But I mean, it's right here on it's, I mean, there's no ocean separating us. So, you know, keep this in mind out there, people. You know, I appreciate your loyalty and coming to us weekly and hopefully five nights a week on the other network. And we have another announcement coming up soon that'll make us even more available, but 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you need to keep your head on a swivel, people. You need to pay attention to the 365, 360 around you, right? 365 every day. Right. And the 180 and the 360, 180 front, 180 back, 360. So your angles is what? 360. You're paying attention, keeping your head on a swivel. And you're doing 360, 365. That's 360 all around, 365 days out of the year, unless it's a leap year, 360. But anyway. you like that, R-Dub, right? That was like a commercial. Can I get a sponsorship for that one? And you're back. We're back here for a leap year, 360, right?
Yep, we'll work on it.
Again, you got to follow us over to 99.9 if you want to hear it. We get a lot more funny. We make R-Dub eat funny things and do things on camera.
I think next time, if I'm ever late, you guys should have me eat.
Oh, man, yes. We should make you sing. We still, gosh, we should make her sing. Okay, so anyway.
Sing while doing that? Right? That's hard. I could do it. I think I could do it.
Venezuela, I want to get back with a little hard news and we're gonna have some fun. I want to just knock that out. Couple things real quick on that. Keep your head on 365, 360 all angles, because you know what? Don't be blindsided when things are going on somewhere else and other things are happening in the rear, in your six, in your the 180 behind you. That something's going on to the left, right, front. There's a lot of distractions are done somewhere else to divert your attention to this, so you could see, but you don't see what's going on over there. This that's classic art of war maneuvers. So keep that in mind. We have Latin America. Look what's going on, and the hostile zone will be at on a border near you, in 24 to do a series on that. But that's a very porous border. People are crossing that border every day.
It's true.
And now you're talking about Venezuela entering into sovereignty of another nation, and they communicate with other people. That's Latin America. That's drivable, right into America. Right. Remember,
is it true that it's not only the Mexico
right.
people
we had
coming
a,
through?
We have
is it true as other people.
We talked about that on a couple episodes here, but that they were interviewing some members of Border Patrol and local sheriffs, et cetera, and they were saying that large majority were not of Latin descent.
Really?
There was Chinese, there was Russian, there was a lot of Afghanis,
Wow.
So, you know, we're not targeting any one particular group. We're just merely saying that people that are coming through our poorest border of our southern border, which and our north border too is poor, but our southern border, we're struggling desperately right now. And now we have things going on in like Venezuela like this that now bring those activities to Latin America, which is now a walking distance to the United States. We no longer have our beacon of freedom stretches across the oceans. So we had a little bit of barrier. That was our bumper, you know, and your seatbelt.
Yeah.
So moving forward, pay attention to that. The International Criminal Court of Justice has been looking into this. Sanadi will have more information for you on that. Did you know that 16 out of the 20th, Miss Bianca, 16 out of the 20th U.S. largest public school system? 16 of the 20th largest out of the entire nation, the largest school systems are using online therapy services.
Wow, really?
Yes. And you know what? You come right back. I'm looking at you in your face. Otherwise, you're going to be needing online therapy and it's not covered by your carrier. I promise you. Be back in 2 minutes.
Use your voice. The naughty hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. The naughty hears you. Use your voice.
Hey, I'm Eric A. Sinani. I'm the in-your-face, on-air talk show host of the syndicated show, The Hostile Zone. I'm in your neighborhood now. I'm on 99.9 True Country, KKTC. I'm with The Hostile Zone. We're going to keep it real. Commentary, the news, we're going to have a good time. Don't make me come looking for you. Be here, 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, KKTC, True Country. Hey, how are you? I'm Eric Sinani, Eric A. Sinani, the on-air talent talk show host for the syndicated show, The Hostile Zone, the show that you're going to be listening to every night, 9 p.m., here on 99.9 KKTC, True Country. I'm going to be accompanied by the lovely vocalist, on-air talent, Bianca C. We're going to give you the school hard knocks, right to the law school, the commentary, and everything you want to know about current events in the news, along with a little bit of laugh. See ya, 9 o'clock, KKTC, True Country.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
Welcome back. Welcome back. In your face. Here we are. And what we're saying, 16 out of 20 of the largest public school systems in the United States are using online therapy. What say you, America? My fan followers, my base, thank you for your support. What say you? Reach out, Eric at ericandrewsonati.com, the Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com, Eric A. Sinati, the Hostile Zone on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and also the Hostile Zone straight up page on Facebook, and Miss Bianca C, S-E-A, like the ocean, on Facebook. I believe we'll be doing a Facebook Live later on tonight after our KKT show, which is Mountain Time. So if you want to check out on there, we'll be doing a Facebook Live of the show. And then having a short commentary afterwards, because we've been getting a lot on that. So 16 out of the 20 largest schools are going, with the online mental health, which I think is a good thing.
I think so, too.
You know, and we're a union shop here, right, R-Dub? So...
Yes, we are.
We are proud members of the union, and one of our benefits with the union is a lot of this online telemedicine and online therapy. So, you know, shout out to Union Plus and the AFL-CIO and your wonderful benefits, and the stage actors and everything is under one umbrella. Thank you for everything you do. But online therapy is a big deal. It's one of the benefits that's offered to us as union members and even in government as well. But 16 out of 20 are using this. Some are writing checks upwards of $70 million. $70 million of your tax dollars for online therapy. I'm asking you, what are your thoughts? I think it's a good thing, right?
I think so, too. It is like medicine. And yep. It's always good to let it out. If you keep things in,
right.
You know, it's not good. And it saves lives. And also, it finds a person. You know, like when you're still growing. And you right. don't know what's going on in the world, or you don't know yourself. It's good to let it out.
I just think that online therapy is good as long as there is a school supervision, mm-hmm. especially if our tax dollars, and they're saying a couple, one of the reports said checks with an S upward of 70 million or more. God knows how many checks of them, of your tax dollars, our tax dollars. We're paying attention to that is being spent on that. And are they going to that money going to good use in going to the appropriate places to provide such therapy? Are there credentials, right? Because you know what, if you were, Lord knows, if you go at the bar, the state bar association, and medical association, all these agencies want their money. They all want their money. They want their CEUs, continuing education, CLEs, continuing legal education, all these things. They want their money. So my questioning is, when people are generally dealing with these medical bodies or legal bodies that are certifying and credentialing people, if we're using government money to fund, you know, we know that tax dollars are going, $70 million or more are going towards these services out of 16 of the 20 largest schools. Who is overseeing that money, number one? Is there a bean counter? Now, granted, I don't like that word, but there needs to be somebody that understands public administration. Having a master of public administration myself, I can tell you that there are a lot of complexities of how appendix columns of finances and what money can go to where, separation, checks and balances, et cetera. On top of that, I happen to have a Juris Doctorate, a law degree. So combined together, I think that they should be paying attention to, you know, making sure that the money's going appropriately. There's a check and balance, that it's not waste, fraud, or abuse.
Right.
That the companies that they're sending this money to, are they going through the proper process to get it? That's a government contract. So I don't want to get into public contract law, but there is a whole thing on public contract law on what the threshold dollar is, and every state and every place has a different amount of when it needs to go out to public bidding process. Mm-hmm. Right. And then, you know, you have your military spouse preferences, disabled veteran preferences, small business administration, all that. So who is overseeing these services? Now, I know that there's a shortage of counselors in the schools. Right. So this is a way to combat that in a way. And that's good. And I think
that have one or two.
And a lot of people don't want to talk about things. So they do call. So they would call random 800 numbers at one point. Now they're calling at least places we hope are accredited and people that can actually help them along the way.
You know, I think it's good, though, because at least they're not sticking to one or two school counselors,
right.
You know.
Right.
At least you have a better variety of professionals out there.
Right. No, absolutely. But as long as there's somebody from the district of this school district and they're overseeing – the medical, the HIPAA rules, mm-hmm. your protections,
very important.
Rules, and that the patient is getting proper treatment and it's being documented, their information is protected, their PII, personal identifying information is protected, mm-hmm. their medical data is protected, and that the people on the other end are doing the right thing with with licensing and whatever. I also, it's hostile zone. And I'm going to keep it fresh. Are they communicating with the families? Now, I understand that there is some sense of confidentiality, but we're talking about minor children in the school system from which we pay taxes to. And this has been a controversy across the entire nation right now, mm-hmm. over what information they disclose to parents of children in schools. And this is a hot topic, and it's not one we're going to shoot down today. But, you know, are they communicating? I mean, I know they have to report if they're going to hurt themselves or if they are hurting themselves, if they're going to hurt somebody else, et cetera.
Well, yeah.
But
or if they're doing a crime or something.
Going to commit a crime. Yeah, if they committed a crime.
Going, yes.
Yeah. But also, but you have places that are allowing this gender identification process where they're not telling the parents. And that's going on in school systems around the country. I don't know. They just is 16 of the 20 largest schools. So I just hope that I'm looking at a whole legal, public, administrative, political view of this. And I'm saying, are we, meaning the government, the people those people that they rely on in those cities, those towns and school districts, mm-hmm. are we actually making sure that they're not allowing something bad to happen? I just don't want to see something bad come out.
Right.
I don't think that, I think it's a great thing because kids won't talk.
Right.
You had a little bit. Oh, I had one more crazy story, and then you wanted to talk a little bit. What have we got on time here? We have time.
Still got about half an hour.
Okay, good. So we have plenty of time. All right.
Yeah.
So there was a story in Queens, New York. Okay. very sad story actually from the other day. You know, guy kills his family. Like crazy. I don't even know how to explain it. And I've got sources that are giving me different information, so it changes from time to time, and I don't want to give up any information, but too much. But the suspect is the suspect is dead. So basically they receive a 911 call. NYPD, the finest law enforcement police agency, police department in the world, I want to say, honestly.
I'm
biased to them in a sense. I didn't work for them, but I dealt with them on a lot of interagency stuff when I worked there. So we had a lot of crossover stuff. And we grew up there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we grew up everywhere.
They just get it.
Just Jersey people. You know, we're the thorn in the side of NYPD. We come over there and, you know, but, you know, honestly, you don't feel safer anywhere, really. I mean,
really,
even with 9/11, that was an attack that would have never been anything that NYPD would have ever thought. No one ever thought this would be the case. And that was not their purview to handle that. But if they had a fighter jet, I'm sure NYPD would have handled that, because that's just how good they are.
Yeah.
They really are. They have every resource. Anyway, so I'm saying this because two officers were stabbed, and I hope my thoughts, prayers, and love go out to the family of those officers. I'm not holding out. I'm not putting out any names because there hasn't been any names released. Basically, this is how it goes, is the story is that there was a 911 call, and it was a girl saying, I guess my cousin is killing our family.
No way.
And he was stabbing, which is extremely personal.
My
check
goodness.
Out a new show we're going to be involved in where we're going to be talking about true crime stuff.
This guy must have been blacking out.
Well, and here's the thing. The police are like, wow, you know, but they respond and they're so professional. I mean, they handled this so well. So they respond there. And this gentleman, this defendant, who again is innocent to proven guilty, but obviously the case is not going to ever find its way to a courtroom. They find him with a suitcase or luggage of some sort, like leaving the area, but they happen to catch him as they're pulling up, you know?
Wow. So they pull him right there.
They try to stop him to talk to him, and he stabs two of their officers.
No.
He right there, he brandishes a weapon, word of the day, brandishes a knife. And he stabs two of the officers, and unfortunately for the officers too, they had to mitigate the situation, which included the suspect being shot. I mean, you know, there's a fine line, and NYPD is the best at this. And I would love to have a conversation, and there will be a legal series we're going to be talking about of use of force, and they were well within their means on this. It's a deadly weapon, and the use of force is very clear. Every department is a little different, but basically, were their lives in danger? Were the lives of other people in danger? And did they need to act in that manner to save the lives of others? And
so
I
ruined three family lives.
He ruined the lives of these officers, his own family. He ruined himself and the family members of the people that are dead in his family, and also now the people in his family who were friends with these people, and everything else. All of these lives are touched. So, Ms. Bianca C, I see.
This is why I think therapy would be really good. Because what if he had somebody to talk to?
And well, I question, you know,
people's lives.
I question. This is an interesting one because I ask myself, and I talk about this a lot. And if anybody's taken any of my courses, we talk about victimology, jury selection and jury consulting, mm-hmm. and stuff and prop. Profiling, criminal profiling, behavioral profiling, behavioral analysis, whatever you may want to call it, different names.
Okay.
But, you know, we're going to be talking about that on another segment with the show moving forward, as you know.
Mm.
But, you know, why would somebody commit this when it's a knife, especially if the victim is closer to you?
It's
more of a personal matter, right?
Right.
And it's a physical act that you actually feel the other end of it. See, when you pull a trigger on a weapon, unless if you literally down the sight line can see really, really good at what you've done, you don't really experience that at the same level as when you feel the knife go in. So getting to the whole, That's criminal so behavioral I'm analysis. Sure a person, why like, did he do that? What happened in there?
Maybe he probably, I don't know, but like some people like, why I, would I've pull seen the cases out? That, you know, they say, I don't remember what happened.
Why did he pull a weapon out, you know, on NYPD too, you know? Like,
what?
I mean, was this a classic death by police?
Hey, seriously, suicide by police? And that's it. Why you got to end a life?
Well, I think that there's, suicide by police is a big thing. It is a real thing. I talk about it in a lot of the classes that I teach, that they never intend on coming out of these alive. They go in to do what they're going to do, and they don't want to kill the cop. So or they don't want to hurt the officer or whoever's responding. So
doing that to the officers,
they
just do that. I think that's very selfish.
Yes, it's selfish. It's like hanging yourself in your house and somebody comes home and has to find you. Your mom has to come home. Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh.
These officers that shot this man, whether or not he stabbed you or not, he assaulted you or not, you have to live with the fact that they ended his life. And now these officers are going to go through a review of their files, and people are going to file lawsuits and all kinds of stuff. And then they're going to come out
with their training.
Is there a mental health issue with this guy? And what did they do? And all that stuff. And it's just unbelievable. With that, we're going to come into some entertainment news, but you know what? Miss Bianca C wants to get in your face with some entertainment news, but you know what? Don't go anywhere, because you're coming right back to enjoy this show. That's right. The Hostile Zone. Don't go anywhere. 2 minutes. I'm looking for you.
Use your voice. The naughty hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. The naughty hears you. Use your voice.
Eric A. Sinati, Hostile Zone. Always hostile, but not so hostile tonight. Because look at this. Look at this. Come in close. Look at this. Look at this. Turn around here. Look at these people. Look at this. Look at these people. There's more. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. More people. Come with me more. More people. This is the problem. The Hostile Zone is willing to tell you this is a tragedy in the world. This should not be happening in modern America, in the modern world. In 2023, this should not be happening. This is a travesty, it's a disgrace. My heart from the Hostile Zone and Eric A. Sinati's heart, unhostile, goes to the families of all of these people and everybody that's touched by this, because it's disgusting. Come Monday night, the Hostile Zone, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Hostile Zone. Check me out. Come to the show. This is what we talk about on the show. We talk about the real issues. No holds barred. Call a spade a spade. I'm hostile to people that take people and do things like this. Monday night, 7 p.m.
Use your voice. The naughty hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. The naughty hears you. Use your voice.
And we're back. We are back. Miss Bianca C is going to be in your face with some Kelly Clarkson. What's up?
A moment like this. Ooh. Some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this.
Wow. Did that come up there over there? We didn't have Dirty Mike, but how did it sound?
From my end, it sounded good, but I will
Mike,
watch
Mike, check away.
I will watch for the comments and see how that sounded.
Sneaky sandbag. All right, so go tell us about Miss Kelly Clarkson.
Well, that is Kelly from Kelly Clarkson. I love her. She's one of my singing idols. And she's one of my singing idols. So,
shout out. I hung out with her and Justin Guarini at Yankee Stadium during the finals. Love both of you guys, although I don't know. I would put a couple more drinks. That's all. So thank you for the drinks, Justin. You could have thrown another drink out, but whatever. Okay, go on.
Boy. I did
good
like
people.
Her.
I had to throw that out there.
I forgot the name of the movie. I did like their movie too that they were at.
Yes,
like,
no, they were talented people.
It was like a little beach party.
She truly is class.
And you know, I do watch her show.
I do. I think she's honestly class. Go on. I like her.
I do like her. Well, speaking of liking her, Well, Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband, sadly, Brandon Blackstock, ordered to return $2.6 million after overcharging her as a manager.
Wait. Help me here. Hard job. Did she say $2.6 million?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Of overcharged money?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just straight up theft.
Mm-hmm.
Theft by deception. Right. Theft by deception.
I'd agree with that one.
Yeah, that's not overcharging. That's criminal. That's a theft by deception. Wherever this came out of, that you know.
Also,
shout out to the district attorney in that area. It's a criminal case.
Also, the Labor of Commissioners state that only agents, not managers, can lawfully secure roles for
right. That's true.
The talent.
That's,
however, there are a few exceptions. Too.
There are a few exceptions, but
I'm sure there was an exception for him.
Yeah, there agents. I'm very, very familiar with this because of the popularity of the show and my experience working with other networks, you know, before. But
yeah, there is a fine line.
You know, manager is really in your face, helping mold you, right? Mm-hmm. Right, and you know this from singing, right?
Absolutely.
They mold you, and your agent locks and loads your deals, but your manager tells your agent, no, you know, they work with, but some. Sometimes the lines cross. So
yeah, the manager is supposed to help with your yes and no to see if the artist is comfortable.
Right.
But the agent is supposed to be the one that books.
The agent, right. And they also
out if the I recall, gig and comes in.
If I recall correctly too, what the case here is gonna be is was that money secured directly? Like in other words, did he secure a commission direct from whoever it is that the money came from, or to come from her account, because then that meant he would be entering into a contractual agreement with somebody that he was not ever authorized to do. Food for thought.
Right. Well, you know, like
that's a lot of money. Who ordered the returning of the money?
And he got some credit from The Voice, and you know, from being there, and also from the show, the new show that she's on.
Right. The Kelly Clarkson show.
Right. Yeah. So like,
I actually watched it a couple times. It's just not wrong. Good timing for me, but
yeah. Well, you know, I listened to it on
like us syndication. She heard the show is heard available online. Yeah. That's a lot of money, man. That's a lot of money.
It really is. But yeah. Like, you know, I like Kelly Clarkson. I always wanted her to have a happy ending of you know, marriage and her kids and all, but
you
now
know,
it's like
gave her a lot of flack with her weight up and down.
It must be stress.
You know what I mean? Who cares, man? Like, who cares? I mean,
that's why I like her, because you know what? She doesn't care, and she's still doing her. She's doing her, and right. I like that. You know what I mean? So, Kelly Clarkson, sadly, they filed for divorce from Brandon Blackstock, like in June 2020. And after nearly 7 years, they were married.
Really?
Hmm.
Now, I'm sure he's probably going to receive some sort of alimony or settlement.
Yeah. Well, he's planning to appeal this.
He's not. He doesn't want to pay this money back.
He doesn't want to pay. So he's planning on appealing.
Well, here's the thing. There's going to be some sort of 7 years. And she is obviously a financial fortune.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's going to be some sort of claim for alimony, or I'm entitled. Everybody's entitled to something. You ain't entitled to nothing. You ain't entitled to nothing. You get them guts in life. All right. All right. Go for it. Get it yourself. So this guy thought he was entitled.
I wonder if like they had a prenup or
well,
something.
Well, this one,
too,
there's
you know
no
mean?
Prenup. I'm thinking this is going to be a classic. They had said this overbilling for this amount of money. So this way, then that is a negotiation for you know how much he's going to get in the settlement, or they'll deduct that money from whatever he thinks he's entitled to, as alimony or whatever it is that he might get after.
I think it's the right move that he made. I mean, he's married to her, so like you know when you're
she
married,
she doesn't seem like somebody that would be bad.
It's
right?
Like his and hers is ours. You know what I mean?
Right.
And not
I mean, she doesn't
kids.
Even seem it. and you know, she doesn't have a history of problems with people.
No, she doesn't.
In my experience, and it was very limited time frame. It was during the playoffs at the Yankee Stadium. I almost mad. And
water.
Yeah, you know, it was my experience for that. It was all right. She seemed all right, but I've never heard anything bad about her. Right?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Nope, not a thing.
Yeah, I mean, she's one of those ones that don't have trouble.
She's very classy.
Yeah, she's, yeah, I mean, I even watched her on that thing where they did the ancestry, and she went overseas to see her history. It was very good. She's quality art.
So I got to check that out.
What else you got going on?
And let's see. And they did form the couple did finally settle their divorce.
But that's what I'm saying. They didn't disclose what.
No, it's not too much details. Right now, struggling who has custody of who.
I'm thinking $2.6 million is going to play a big role into who's going to be in control moving forward in this.
Well, you know, it's good that she actually found out about this because, you know, I'm sure she has a good team that's looking out for her.
Hey, R-Dub, I needed to shout out to you. I forgot I got some emails in on here. They heard something about your traditional Thanksgiving clock. Yep, right, there we go. There's a shout out to that because I was getting messages for that. What else do you have, Miss Bianca?
Let's see. Oh, have you ever heard of that movie called The Blind Side?
The Blind Side.
The Blind Side.
No. Have you heard of the movie R-Dub, The Blind Side?
I believe I've seen parts of it. I don't think I've actually ever sat down and watched the whole
thing. I don't even know any of it, so I couldn't tell you, but I hope I'm not embarrassed here in Sandbag.
Right. Well, let's
just do an extra role on it or something.
Michael Orr is actually telling the family, you know, it's the wealthy family that took him in from the
Sandbag.
Michael Orr is a football player.
Yes, that's the movie with Sandra Bullock. She plays the is it Sandra Bullock?
Sandra Bullock.
She plays a great movie, and they take in this young this young kid who's homeless. Great story. Okay. I remember the story.
But he wasn't homeless.
Don't
he was
tell just me that there's going to be some bad. I hate a sad ending. Tell me this after these break up of his family.
I feel like when it comes to money,
it's
so sad that
thing.
It breaks up family.
It does.
Oh, it was tragic. It broke my heart when I heard this.
So what's the story? Tell me.
Well, he is saying
our fan base.
Well, because of the royalties of the movie being so successful. He's asking the family.
I have something to say, but okay, go on.
So he's asking the family to get his share of the cut.
So wait. Okay. So he wants the family, the guy that the family raised.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to go more into this because this is your world a little bit crossing into my world. So
that's a little sports too. So.
That's what I'm saying. It's crossing into all the worlds. Right. Mm-hmm. And, He wants a cut of this movie.
He does. He wants his royalties of what he deserves.
Right. Here we go. And I'm just going to open my big Sonati mouth. Did they ever ask him for a cut of the Super Bowls? Hey, what's his net worth? Do we know?
You know,
Michael
honest,
Orr, look up. O-H-E-R. He's from that. They did the movie based on him. R-Dub Extraordinaire will have the answer. Super Bowl and the whole thing. You know, he had injuries, came back. So anyway, tell your story about R-Dub's getting that. What a wonderful movie that was.
Yeah, it really was. And I'm like,
it was an inspirational movie.
Says,
that's why
Michael, are you okay?
Right.
It's like, you got to protect us, Michael.
Right.
Pretend that he's me and you're trying to protect
him. We got 5 minutes.
Okay.
We got a number there.
What I'm seeing is between 16 million and 25
million. So basically, this guy's worth 16 to 25 million. Is he giving them a percentage of that? I mean, okay, that's all.
Who knows? Right now, I didn't see that, but the family, they're saying that he did get his fair cut, but it seems like it wasn't enough that I betrayed. And he said, like, if they don't settle it, there's like a text or something saying if it doesn't get resolved by Friday, that he's going to expose and tell the whole world how they're fakes and thieves.
Really? Wow.
That's so sad, right?
Fakes and thieves?
Yeah, quote.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm very sad to say that, to hear this. And
according to legal docs.
To even have this in there. I mean, again, everybody's innocent and people write a lot of stuff online about people and why. This was a wonderful movie. I remember it. I did not know the name, but I remember saying, you know, and you know me, mm-hmm. you know, and R-Dub will tell you, I'll be out and you've been out and there's been a homeless person in a restaurant after hours and I'll buy them breakfast, you know? So I believe in a good heart. I believe in doing the right thing. I just, this is,
it really
this,
broke my heart.
It's sad. It saddens me. I don't think that they're asking him for his success, a percentage of his success.
I hope it gets resolved. And the woman, the one that took care of him, she says that they were never legally adopted. They never really legally
adopted him. So in the movie, they said that. All right. So, did you find out about the drop? I can do that. All right.
Yeah. We're figuring out
production talk there. That is just a shame. That's just a shame. We have like a minute left. Do you have anything on that?
I just want to say, either way, you know, if everything gets settled and stuff, I hope you guys, you know, family is family. Even if, you know, you get to, he was lucky to choose his family.
I want you to do the, we're going to do with the Dirty Mic. You're going to do, before the national anthem closes out, I want you to do the Sonati Heard you close live. Okay. You're hitting that Dirty Mic over for that? Yeah. And then we're going to go, she's going to do the Dirty Mic close out, and then we're going to go to the national anthem. We're good with that? So unplug this here. I'm out. All right, okay. On this. Right? Yeah. I'm going to drop it and then go to the anthem. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, good.
Did I unplug
it's gonna
this?
Be the, yeah. Just jump up here.
Nope, she's good.
Okay. We just turn that on and just do the Sonati Heard You just like a regular one.
All right.
It's going to go into the. Then she's going to do the national anthem right after.
Woo.
So we'll be clear after that. Okay.
All right.
So he can run one more promo, everybody.
Woo. Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice. Use your voice, Sonati heard you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonati heard you. Use your voice.
That's right. That's right. You're live with Eric A. Sonati. In your face. Check me out later on, KKTC 99.9, True Country. Miss Bianca is going to close us out with the national anthem. But you know what? Sonati heard you.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the boat bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangle banner and wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to The Hostile Zone, because in Sonati's zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind, treat your family kinder, and always love our country.